Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up.
But still, there's only so much time left in this crazy world. I'm just crumbling there. I'm just crumbling there.
Yo, what's happening? Episode dos, two of the Herbbox podcast. Basically the Herbbox lounge, man, where you sit back, pour you up a nice glass of wine, roll, or break down some bud, preferably something that you've grown, and vibe out to some good music or conversation. You know, that's what we plan to bring to you. Me and my man L right here. We're just doing it. Our 1-2 thing, man. So, again, get to the website, herbboxx.com. In the future, we will be having more accessories. You know what I'm saying? Smoking pleasures, and in the future we'll be having some, you know, glasses, two wine glasses. I think that's gonna be our next up to bat. But yeah, we're gonna start this episode, man. Really, it's not talking over your head or talking beneath anybody. You know, we want them to stay on the even keel, man. So I know we finished off last week about accessories and growing your own, but you know, now I want to talk about, like, you know, right now the debate is, should you still be smoking blunts or vapors? And now they have the dabs, you know what I'm saying? And that's free basing weed on a whole nother level, you know, the wax and all that, you know, in which to each his own. It takes all different to make the world go round, baby. So me, myself personally, I'm going to have to say, let's get to vaping, man. Because, you know what I'm saying, it's going to keep the heat off of you. You know what I'm saying? Let's say you want to wake up and wake and bake in the morning. You know, just a nice little vape pen. You don't have to worry about, you know, your clothes being smelled all up or your car, you know, whatever, you know. It's just for you. It's not for the whole world. You know what I mean? What about you? What you like? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I grew up rolling up blunts, man. How y'all doing? Rolling up some swishy sweets in the backwoods, man. But I guess over time, that cancer issue, so probably not a good idea. But that's what I was raised up on.
I mean, well, everybody, you know what I mean? Everybody have a particular preference. They like, I mean, you know, I'm old school with just some nice papers to do me, you know what I mean? So everybody got they choice, but not only that, if we have any glass makers of any nice pieces, I know I have a couple of, you know, in the works, we might be having something. We're going to partner up with some people up there in Portland, the Oregon area, and even Denver. But if we have any others, man, please reach out and let us know, because you have some nice pieces that's being made. And so all that is done. And also, touch on, man, I had a couple of people tell me, hey, you know, I'm not a big wine drinker. So, you know, and you was talking about Prosecco and kind of giving your own perspective. I'm going to break down, I should say, white wines and red wines. But not only that, to our coffee lovers. I mean, we got a lot of coffee lovers out there that like to, you know, sip coffee and talk, you know, I mean, in the morning. So we gotta really give them a little love. I'm gonna say, personally, coffee wise, Dunkin' Donuts for me is about to be. I mean,
I used to work at
work. No, shit.
Yeah,
is that right?
I used to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, help the baker prepare the donuts, and leave by noon.
What? Oh shit. Okay. Yeah, but they got the best coffee, man. I mean, you know what I mean? No, hey, coffee love, people can get real hostile over their coffee. You know what I'm saying? So some people, I want y'all like, you know, all that tastes garbage, you ought to taste this. I'm once every 2 weeks, maybe, you know. I mean, long as I got my sativa, I'm straight. I'm good. I really don't need a whole bunch of caffeine to get me hyped up, you know. I'm usually pretty even keeled anyway, so. So hey, we're gonna take a quick little music break. Let's get yourself, you know, just sit back, and we'll be back. And we're gonna break down, you know, some more accessories, and we're gonna go right into the different wines, white and red. So we'll be right back. Us up at the website, tell us what you think, give us your opinions, whatnot, you know. I don't need no man rating me, you know, man. I don't want no man telling me, no man bless me, no.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, hey, you were saying blunts last a little bit longer than papers, you think, huh?
Well, I was probably saying that because, you know, people be on budgets for the paraphernalia, so, as opposed to buying papers every
day. But see, and that's the thing, we got to step up, because if you're going to spend good money and then go cheap on, because how you going to enjoy it real good? You know what I'm saying? If you're going to have flavored, you know, blunt rolling papers, which we will be having that on the website as soon, because we have some people that just, that's what they prefer, and, you know, that's cool. And we have some people that just like papers, and that's that's cool too. And then some people rather the blunts. And then you got people want the residue. They want the keef, you know, catch the crystals coming off. And we're going to break even all that down to even when we get into cultivating, how to, when growing, you know, your plant, how to get those different flavors in. This is a little secret. I don't mean to sidetrack. When you are growing around the right in the bloom stage of growing your plants, it's a way to turn your bud, you know, kind of a bluish purple at nighttime. Let's say if you have a, you know, if you're doing it kind of indoor in the tent environment, if you could turn down the humidity by putting in your fans, have them a little bit higher, a little bit of air conditioning in that environment, that will cool off, and that's what changes the color of the buds. A lot of people don't know that, as well as the flavoring is with molasses. That's the key, really. Sometimes your molasses, because that starts the kind of about the metabolism of your mycorrhizin and endorhizin. And I told myself I'm not going to talk over or under, but we're going to get to that. But that was just a, you know, little side note. So you don't let anybody fool you. Oh, it's blue and it was from, a lot of times when you're from the Netherlands, because they grow some pretty good bud in Cali, because you notice in Cali, at nighttime, it gets real cool at night.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they got the sun, it's beaming at night, and at night it breaks down cool. So that's what that plant will take that photosynthesis down a little bit. But anyway, not to break that all down, but you're right, man. It does come down to really, like, am I going to get some, you know, go ahead and give me some fillies and split it and go ahead and do it up or whatever. But if you go ahead and invest in a nice vape pen, and listen, I'm not going to, they got plenty of websites that you can go and check out and whatnot. I would say, you know, try out a vape pen or so, or try out the concentrated pen that does all three, flower, which is the bud, concentrate, and the wax. They do have them out there. It's one like $59.99. It's about to, you know, shoot. So I would check it out, man. I really would. I really, you know, I'm not, we're not, me and L, we are not newscasters, so we're not going to read the news to nobody, talk about the cannabis news and who, you know, listen, man, I'm not a storyteller. I'm not going to read the news to you. I know a lot of other podcasts that do that, read the news to you, and go over there. Matter of fact, I go over there and listen to the news. I tell you what I heard over there, you tell me what you heard over there. But I'm not going to be reading the news to you, man. But, okay, we're going to get into this wine, man. Listen, I know you ladies, I might have offended some when I was talking about the Moscato. And excuse me. You have white wines, Chardonnay white wine, Zinfandel, and they are very, very, very complimentary to the evening that you are having after work. You are absolutely correct. But we are in the season. It is May. And rosé is a very good red wine. You can do a blush, you know, that's kind of a springish. That's a blush where it's going to give you a little red tint, pink tint. Your red blends, very nice. I know a lot of people say, well, it's bitter. But that's why I'm telling you guys, please go to a couple of wine tastings and you will be surprised. I mean, wine is not just grown in Europe. I mean, you can see some nice wineries. I would tell you, man, a real good winery place you can check out, not too expensive, right there at, in Canada, right there at what's the waterfalls?
Niagara.
Yeah, Niagara. Exactly, Niagara Falls. They got a couple of, and the rare ice wine is because it's so cold there, and this ice was very sweet. Not as ripe, but again, personal taste. I don't want to put my two cents in it, but I'm just saying. So whenever you're sitting back doing it, you got a choice. So you know, and good places to buy, man, I would always, Costco, Trader Joe's, you know, if you want to go to your liquor, local liquor store, big up to my uncle, may rest in peace, he owned a liquor store all my life. Well, he wasn't selling no Chardonnays. He was Mad Dog 2020. Different type of clientele over there, you know. May he rest in peace, man. My uncle, he had for many, many years at liquor store. Sent my cousin through college, so, you know, I ain't got nothing bad to say about liquor stores. As a matter of fact, shit, I mean, you know, if we can have, we got dispensaries now, it's doing the same thing, man. So big ups to that. Speaking of dispensaries and whatnot, did you get a chance to read over that stuff I gave you? Okay, guys, we're going to keep him on the daily count. We're going to keep him on to see if what we're talking about is. I just gave him some fertilizer, you know what I'm saying? Some stuff for veg, for bloom, you know. It's just nothing serious, man. I mean, so then we'll get into cultivating anyway. And so we're going to talk about indoors, outdoors. All right, we'll hit that up the next segment or whatnot, but even before we do that, I would like to say again, if you have any comments, please, website, herbboxx.com. All right, just email is right there. Get it straight to us. So no need to cut out the middleman. I mean, iTunes. Thank you, iTunes. I mean, we're hosting this on iTunes. I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful. Right. I'm just saying, I love iTunes. iTunes, all of them. SoundCloud, Stitcher. Oh, hey, man. You know, yeah, but you know, you see you leaving a review on there when you can just come tap to me. I'm as cool as it can be. If you want to, you know, you got a bad day at work and you want to just stress out and just call me all kind of name. Now, hold on. Exactly. Wait a minute. Hold on now. We're gonna keep it gentleman and yet gangster. All right. And the gentleman definitely comes first. So I'm going to listen to you and understand because, you know, we want to be able to you to be a part of the show. You know what I mean? And even reach out to other shows. Like I told you, when it comes to cultivating to the top shelf, I listen to the Dude Grows show. You got the Adam Dunn. There's a lot of great ones out there, man. So, I mean, and then you just do your own reading yourself, man. You have Kyle Cushion. He's a, you know, OG when it comes to this game of growing. And not just, please, just don't get into things of just growing bud, man. I mean, grow you some spinach, some kale, some, you know, like I was sitting in my garden, and we had a good rain. Ooh, I love it when it rains because, you know, I can just see just plants just doing so lovely, man. My rosemary is doing good. I had to show it back to you back there, man. I got to show my spirit because the sun is going to be coming out. So I did some mint and spearmint. So I'm going to do some sun tea this summer and get that going. Drop a couple of leaves of spearmint and mint in there and whatnot. So, hey, let us know what garden you're growing. You know, because it's all about just cultivating, just not just cannabis, but it's anything. I am, hopefully in the future, I will have aquaponics is what I'm leaning to. And if a lot of people know what that's about, it's kind of like using a fish emulsion, which is waste, and cycling it back onto your plant bed and back. So I'm going to have a person that run. One has a couple of, and we'll get into that. But hey, we're going to get back into the music break. Anything before we go?
No, man, you good.
Really?
Right now.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we're going to get into the music break. And so again, man, take your time and enjoy. We'll be back. Peace.
Glass gates down like a parachute. I'm pulling my weight in. Oh, call me anxious, call me broke, I can't live this on my own. I'm pulling my weight in. Oh, call me anxious, call me broke, I can't live this on my own. Oh, yeah.
Side of the room, brown skinned girl staring with the brown eyes. Ooh, baby, don't you know you're a cutie pie? Princess, little honey with the polka dot dress on. I don't know. Let me tell you, darling. Ooh, 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 ooh. Okay. Brown skin girl with the white pearls round her neck. Skin girl, let me hold you close under the white moon. 'Cause baby, I'm ready, and you know that I'm waiting on you. Princess, little honey with the polka dot dress on. Darling, ooh, 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 ooh,
back. Wow. What's happening? Look here. I know you all are probably seeing, hey, I'm talking about accessories so much. Herbox, HERBBOXX.com. Step out the box with your Herbox. If not even that, it's about the accessories a lot of times. Ladies, I can tell you, it's the purses and the shoes that makes the outfit. And it is the accessories that will keep your cannabis top shelf. That means keep that moist, get it mildew, not good. Reason being, you have it in a plastic or a shoe box or the Crown Royal bags. No. On the website, you can see we have glass jars that are sealed that will keep it fresh, moist, and most of all, keep that so good smell. So make sure you go to the website, HERBBOXX.com. And the question I have for you all, what are you keeping your cannabis in? Some of you all may be keeping it in a mason jar. Okay, that's cool. That's great. That's wonderful. But you're not going to go or bring that bust out with a mason jar with everybody. You want something nice and fly, and that is what Herbox is about. So make sure you go over, check it out, and I'm quite sure there's a color that you like. So please, HERBBOXX.com. Alright. So hey, we was talking earlier about cultivating. I gave a little tips and whatnot, and we're going to just break down. First of all, for those who say, hey, I stay in an apartment and I really don't have the space or the room or the time. Okay, well, one thing about this plant is so wonderful. They do have seeds that are called auto flower. So that means it will automatically, that's the auto, flower. And because that plant is cross-breeded with a plant that gives itself that function to autoflower. Now, for those who say, well, I do have the space and the time, then you can get autoflowering as well. And you can get a feminized seed. Now, the plant that we're talking about and that you can smoke, of course, Mary Jane. That's what Rick James was singing about. And it's the female plant, of course. Now, they have a male plant, cannabis. Once it has had sex, and plants do have sex. They do have sex. They boning like you. You know, so once they do, that female plant will not put out any any resins or with the THC. It will produce more seeds and drop them down. You know, so that's the most beautiful thing about the science, man, of this world. So if you are growing, a lot of times if you just grab some seeds, you want to make sure you know you're getting some feminized seeds, or as I said, feminized auto flowering. For if you say, hey, I don't have the time, you know, just get you a nice plant. And one thing about feminized, they do not like to be transplanted. So once you have them planted, that's that. Just get it in the plant. You're going to use fertilizer. We'll get in the plant, the breeze. So you don't want to really use a lot of plastic, but you use what you can use. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I mean, of course, you can do a lot more. You're going to have a better taste with organic, and you can have it right on your balcony. Let the sunlight hit. Now, it likes to have sunflower, the auto flower, at least about 20 hours a day. Now, you know, you're probably seeing, oh, that's not possible to do. Well, if you have it outside on your balcony, you're watering, it's getting the sunlight. At nighttime, if you want to turn a little, you can get a nice LED T5 kind of lamp or whatever, you know, kind of just stand over it and just let it get some light, you know. Get a timer, a And I know that's getting a lot into it, but you can basically try with a, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to do. You can go on the website, or there's other website podcasts that tell you, hey, go here. These have the best seeds. It's, you know, seeds are seeds. You know, you're going to pay, and some might pop and some might not. You know, but if you're doing feminized, you know, you really want to do it, please read up on it first. Best fertilizer that I can say would be seaweed fertilizer, silica. That's off top. You really need some silica. That's for all your things. That's going to tighten up those inner nodes of your buds, and not also for your other vegetables. You know, we need some molasses and silica to get that going. You know, and some earth worm castings. That's basically worm poop. Yeah, worms boo boo. But they love it. Everything is used, man. Like cow manure, all that stuff is used. It's what we have, you know. So, just little tips on that, man, is to really just start in a difference between hydroponics and aquaponics. I was talking about that, man. Just look that up. I'm going to have some experts on here to kind of break it down. I've been reading about it, and it's a really cool thing to do. And so, just to get at, once that is done and you have put your hard work in, and you know where it's coming from, you know, and then we'll get into later on cloning. When it's cloning is basically when your plant is in a veg state, you can just take a little cut off of, you know, plant it down and grow it again. It's just a clone of that seed, you know. Constantly, now you don't have to really buy seeds anymore, you know. And speaking of seeds, man, I'm this is what I don't like. You know, again, I'm gonna get on my soapbox. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna get on it. I do not like some of the names that name of the plant. I don't want nothing called Death Star. I don't want nothing called
Girl Scout cookies.
My daughter was in that. I think this is disrespect. I don't want nothing called AK-47. I don't smoking nothing with no gun. I mean, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, the great Bob Marley was here. You think he would smoke something called, it was a band, you know, talking about one love. You know what I'm saying? Talking about unity. Africa unite. You're not talking about doing it that way, man. We good?
Yeah, you're good.
You straight? All right. So, with that being said, a lot of times these names are done. Not the most mature growers out there. You know, they may have a lot of knowledge, but not very mature on what they call this stuff. I mean, very disrespectful. I saw one strand of marijuana called Laughing Buddha. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You know, that is a religion. That is what they deem, you know, Buddhist. I guarantee you, if something was called Laughing Jesus, you Christians would go ape shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's so disrespectful. Don't Laughing Buddha, nah. So me myself, I have breed my own seeds. I had a male plant and a female plant last winter, and breeded my first crop of seeds. I crossed it with one of my favorites, Sour Diesel.
You smoke some gas, but I know AK-47.
I mean, that's what they call it, but I do like it. You know what I'm saying? I see what you're saying. But it's for more of the smell, not the taste, but more of the smell because it's strong. I dig what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. You're right for that. And then, you know, I went on cross. I do like the Blue Dream. And so, the blue from Cali, you know what I'm saying? So it's a hybrid. And I want to see what it come out as. And I named mine's Black Mufasa. Now, that's mine. Oh, yes. That's sweet. That's dope, right? That's what I'm talking about. You know, if you're going to name it something, you'll name it that, you know. And while we on the subject of black, we might as well address this right now. Listen, by no means I want this to be a urban podcast. You know, as soon as I put it up on iTunes and SoundCloud, that's the segue. Oh, it's going to be urban. It's going to be this. And, you know, they're going to put you in the pocket. And that's what we need to get out of, man, because everybody smokes. Everybody does their thing a separate way, you know. But, you know, good music is good music. That's why I try to play. It's good music. I don't try to play urban music. I don't try to play, you know, can you say white music? Is there such thing as white music? I guess pop music.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, or we want to call it that, whatever. We try to play good music. And being that good music, we're going to start a segment. Me and L, we was talking about, man, you know, he does production and beats. And you're going to get to hear a little bit of that. And he's going to break it down to you. If you're any artist out there that's looking for some beats, looking for that, you know, please reach out. And we want you to also send, if you are a beat maker, you know, it's a way for you to get your music out there. It's good music. And it's good music. It's good music, man. Right? And so that's what it's about. It's a time that we have to get away from putting stuff in a box. You know, it's no longer the record stores can't do that anymore. That's how it started. The record stores would say, okay, we're going to put pop over here. We're going to put rap over here. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Soul over here. We're going to put classic over here. So they chop up everything in a box. And to the graces, again, iTunes, I love you. I wasn't trying to disrespect you. But please, if you want to give me a comment, please go to HERBBOXX.com. Still love you, iTunes. but iTunes came along and made a playlist, and that's how we was inspired for this podcast, because my playlist is deep, man. I can go from Elvis Costello to Inspector Deck, right behind each other. I mean, I can groove like that. I'm not a DJ. I just love good music, like Conway. Yes, and speaking of Kanye, I understand. I truly understand what he's talking about. You know, starting this business, starting Herbox, man. I got many doors slammed in my face. I said, nah, no more. Ain't nobody gonna slam no more doors in my face. So I'm not gonna beg anybody to be in these stores no more. Nah, I'm not doing that. You know, I sat here and I said, nah, no, I'm gonna create this. You know, I'm gonna have the people come to me. I got a website, I got a good product, and it's no need for me to beg, for me to be in a head shop or be here or even out, you know. So, HERBBOXX.com. And salute to Kanye West. Thank you. Because if you don't have a dream, if you don't have a passion about something, people can call you crazy, and they call me crazy. I mean, it's me. You ain't got, come on, man. What you doing? You making a box? Yeah, I am. I want to step up the cannabis culture. I want to put my dent in this culture. I want to put my footprint at the end when it's all said and done. When I leave, it's like I got something to say. You know, I will be having, you know, Jack Hare. You know, saying like the grandfather, the OG of him. We talked about him. I will be having a hemp box coming soon to you. Coming, you know, great people I've been working with in Canada. Speaking of Canada, man, you know, my salute to the people up there that's going through it with the fire up there in Alberta, the province of Alberta. And I salute you. You know, you're going through it. There's people all over that's going through it. I want to salute you. Every person that's an entrepreneur that's got a dream. Every musician, every book artist. Man, I understand your struggle. I understand. You know what I mean? Nobody understands. I do. And when sometimes you feel like you're alone and you're by yourself, you know, you are. Let's face it, you are. Because they're not thinking like us. They don't take the chances like us. I never played the lotto. They never done it. I don't believe it. Because that's poor man's tax anyway. We in a recession. We got people not being able to eat, get homeless, but they're going to give away millions. That's poor man's tax. But what I do gamble on, what I'm going to put my last down on, is myself. Is Herbox. And the same thing, L. He going to put his last name on Arcadia Media, and that's it. I'm a father. He's a father. And we out here, it's not no grind. You know, people say, well, I'm out here grinding. I'm hustling. Ain't no hustle. I'm thinking. I'm a thinking man. I'm not no hustling man. I'm a thinking man. I'm a smart man. Yes, exactly. This is chess. It's strategic. And I feel like me and him together, we're doing this. Y'all gonna love it. You're gonna love it. Hey, with that being said, man, Al, what you got?
Man, I might as well go ahead and plug this in right real quick. Y'all can hit me up at the new website. We'll go with the new website so everybody can spell it out right. It's meekmind.com, M-E-E-K, mind.com. Y'all can hit us up. We do everything from web designing, video, audio work, marketing, SEO optimization. So check us out. That's meekmind.com.
What about your music, baby?
Also on the music too, man. Yeah, like I said, we do the audio too, man. I actually this week made some hot tracks in the lab, man. So hopefully y'all get a chance to hear that real soon. But as far as the music, man, I just recorded the artist out of Garland last night. Man. He came by the studio and did some songs. So tie y'all up on the mixing and the audio recording, editing and all that. We do effects, auto tune, screw, chop, voices, reverb, everything.
That's what's up. You see? Summertime now. Just like you, ain't no different. Sitting right there in your living room, right there on your kids, right there on your back porch, in your car. Wipe them tears. Don't you cry for nothing. You hold on to that dream like it's your last breath. Don't let nobody take that away from you. We out.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Straight up. Look. Remember all the nights you used to fuck me? Wondering why you don't fuck through. On the late, late nights I used to call you. Wondering why I don't call you. In the stage I'm deja vu. Cause we been here, we done this. Who run this, who run this? I know you been working way too hard and hardly get to play. Fell off in the seats, it felt like we ain't even skip a day. Whoa, it's been 3 years, I can't believe that. It's crazy. Where does the time go? You just had a baby, you had a new man, and y'all just separated. You back on the scene and you already faded. No shame in that girl, you need to escape it. I'm trying to recycle the time you've been wasting. You drinking that shine, and I know that's your favorite. Hi, no, but for real, how your sister? Hit her up, tell her I miss her. Oh, she a missus. Y'all both dating NBA players and figures. I guess with figures like y'all need new rules with figures. That's figures on figures. Oh, how the clicks, bigger and bigger. Juniors to seniors, we upgraded. Come visit, girl, fuck waiting. First class, like 8 a.m. on that early flight. I will do, girl. The best sex is still you. The best sex is still you. Remember all the nights you used to fuck me? Wondering why you don't fuck me? On the late, late nights I used to call you. Wondering why I don't call you. In the stage I'm moving. Cause I've been here with you. I swear it's all deja vu. Cause we been here, we done this. Who run this, who run this?
I've been fucking around with you. Playing with your emotions like I'm Chris Tucker on Friday. Do it my way with you. Cause I stuck around for you. When y'all wasn't doing shit, but running around in D, rapping nothing but the motherfucking Swisher Sweets. Tonight you gon' learn, it's your turn. All the shit you put me through. I'ma come through with that action. Then leave you on that mattress. Does it ever cross your mind? You told me that you love me. Then turn around and told your homies we was just fucking. Does it ever cross your mind? You said, girl, I need you. Now you got amnesia, amnesia, amnesia.
Remember all the nights you used to fall?
Yes, I do.
Wondering why you
run this? Who run this? Who run this?
You run this. You run it. You've been running through my mind. You've been running through my mind. All of the time, all of the time. Oh. Remember all the nights I used to fuck through. Wondering why you don't fall through on them late, late nights. Wondering why you don't fall through.
Closing out the podcast here. This is your boy L. Gracious to the Herb Box Man for letting me play this joint. One of the latest tracks I got going on here. Again, you can hit us up at meekmind.com. Holla.